The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
You're very welcome back to The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock now. With a new batch of students starting in college around the country, different colleges around the country this month, many of them are going to be living away from home for the first time. And that does mean freedom and liberation, but it doesn't mean freedom and liberation for everybody. Some will find this stressful and they will find it overwhelming. And to help them and their parents navigate through these uncharted waters, I am delighted for the Hard Shoulder Health Check to welcome to studio this week the psychotherapist and director of SeeMe.ie, Enda Murphy. Enda, you're very welcome to the show. It's good to talk to you. I mean, I mentioned students who've started college. Is that who we're speaking to, or should we kind of start the preparation for this long before now?
Well, it should have been started a long time ago. I remember when Harry Barry and myself launched our second book, and it was Flagging the Screenager, and it was all about, you know, teenagers and what teenagers need and understanding teenagers. And when we launched it, we were asked at a radio interview, you know, as a result, some college in England had introduced a module on kind of cooking and washing and activities of daily living and for students. And we were asked, you know, what did we think of that? You know, it was a great success out of the book. And I said it was absolutely brilliant, the fact that they were doing it, but it was absolutely appalling, the fact that they had to, that there was kids going off to college who didn't know how to use a washing machine. So, like, kind of, you know, we're sending kids off and we don't realize the jump they're actually making, because they're not just leaving home. What they're doing is that they're going from a teaching environment. So they go from wearing a school uniform, where the emphasis on their education was on the teacher, was on the parents. And now they're going from a teaching environment into a learning environment, where the responsibility for learning is on you. So nobody's going to come knocking on your door that you didn't attend the lecture. Nobody's going to come knocking on the door saying there's detention because you didn't actually hand in an assignment. Now the responsibility is yours. So kids, when they actually enter this world, they need those skills, and you don't learn them your first day in college. You need to understand them a long, long time before. So preparing your kids for college is more or less when they're about 10 or 11 years of age, and that's teaching them how to use the washing machine and then teaching them how to empty a dishwasher and doing things like that. And that's where most of the things come in, because at 18 to 23 age group, which is when kids are starting, we think, you know, like we regard them as adults, you know, they can go out and they could go drinking, yeah, they can do this, they can do that, do the other. But they're not actually adults yet. You don't actually become a fully grown adult until your mid-20s. So kids, if they haven't been doing and learning all of these things when they were growing up, when they reach this 18 to 23 age group, which is their college years, they have developed structural vulnerabilities in their mood cables, which start to unravel because they don't have the maturity and the capability to be able to deal with the rigors of getting themselves out of bed.
So is that what we're talking about? I mean, like practical skills, like loading and unloading dishwashers and turning them on, or... You know, well, is there an element of kind of preparing them emotionally for it and mentally as well?
Well, how you know, like, kind of, you deal, how you learn emotionally is you can't turn around, well, when this happens, you do this, and when this happens, when you do that. What happens is you go in, you experience it. And if you have been learning all your life, you know, it's like the lioness. Right, analogy. A lioness, when it's teaching its cubs how to hunt, is teaching them how to fail, teaching them how to get it right, teaching them what to do when you get it wrong, giving them the whole experience. So the kids, when they actually go in, they're learning how to adapt to the situations at which they're actually meeting themselves in college. So when they come in and they have to adapt to, oh, I have to get up on a Monday morning and I have to do this and I have to do that, they have the skills, the adaptability skills. And we can't think our way into right situation or into right thinking, but we can act our way into right living. So what happens is that, you know, and it's usually not a great idea to say, well, if this happens, you do this, and if this happens, right, pre-planning. What you do is you have to have given them the skills that when they reach and they hit the ground running, they're able to adapt at that stage. So the aim is to kind of, we can't dictate what the world they're in. Our aim is to teach them how to live in their world, not ours. So it's building confidence in themselves. And that means, you know, when you go into college, you're going to be respected as an adult, but you're going to be expected to behave like an adult. And if you want to understand how much difficulties kids get in college, do you know that all the big universities in Ireland have their own psychiatrist, a consultant psychiatrist?
That.
Yes, every single UCD, DCU, They all have their own visiting consultant psychiatrists. They all have their own mental health teams, because the amount of kids who actually really, really struggle with this, all right, is quite phenomenal. And the amount of people who actually drop out after first years is actually quite good, right, is quite high. So, you know, so learning the kind of, you know, and preparing your kids for college, all right, is that there's six skills that kids need to know. And the first is physical, and that is, healthy diet. You don't need to be eating vegan, you don't need to be eating vegetarian, but just don't be eating McDonald's every day. Learn how to cook. It's a very easy skill to learn. You go in, you buy a stirring sauce, you look the ingredients at the back, and it'll give you a very simple dish. Learning how to exercise, 20 minutes of a walk twice a day. That's all you need for your mental health. Effect of drugs and alcohol, because now they're gone, they can legally drink, there's the students' bar, there's cheap beer on a Wednesday night or on Thursday night, whatever it is. The second is, skill the kids need to have learned is the meaning of life. Life isn't all about you. You're not the center of the universe. So what are you bringing to the party, and how do you actually give back? And what's the purpose of you going to college? Where do you want to go with this? The third, all right, is, you know, we hear this term all around, it's kind of mindfulness. So very few people understand it, all right? But mindfulness is all about dealing with what I'm dealing with today. So if you live in the past, you get depressed. If you live in the future, you're going to be anxious. The only place you relieve both is actually living in the present. So the actions of living here in the present moment of a Wednesday afternoon, I finished my lecture, now what do I need to do tonight? And when we get into that structure and that routine, where the person, instead of being dictated to do it by a parent or a teacher, they're able to do it themselves, they will make that transition. And then, as you said yourself, as I said a couple of times, and you pulled me up on it, was learning to use the washing machine. You sleep for 9.5 hours a day. You're studying for about 3 or 4 hours. You're in college, but you have about 5 or 6 hours of a day that you're not in a structured activity. Now, if you spend all of that sitting on your phone, you're going to get depressed. So you can spend 2 hours on it, but what do you do for the other 4 hours? And what you do for the other 4 hours is you take care of the activities of living, cooking your own meals, cleaning up after yourself, doing your own laundry. You know, the amount of kids who actually go to college who don't actually know how to use a washing machine. And then,
and
you
I
know,
don't think I even had a washing machine in college. I mean, we stuck everything in a bag and you brought it home on Friday and got it washed.
Well, no, you could bring it home on Friday and you can actually have it washed. But there's something like, you know, there's, you know, in UCD, they have something like 16,000 people living in residences. Do you understand? It's a phenomenal amount. It's bigger than Athlone. It's this phenomenally huge number of people who are actually living in. And if they're actually living in, they do have all those resources. Just because Kieran Cudahy didn't know where they were didn't mean that they didn't actually exist, Kieran. That's called object permanence. If it's not in front of my eyes, I don't see it.
Ah,
it
yeah.
doesn't exist.
It doesn't affect me. I don't want to know about it.
You know? But the other skills that they need is, you know, mental health. You know, mental health is all about how I feel about myself. So my confidence in being the big gobshite that I am. All right, but sure, that's okay. I'm no worse than anybody else. How I feel about others, that they're the same, similar as myself. How I'm able to get on with them. And also how I'm able to meet the demands in life. So I change circumstances whenever I can, but I learn to adapt to them whenever necessary. And it's that adaptation skill that most kids run into difficulties. So if you've had a youngster who is having a bit of difficulty coming up, some kids hit the ground running. They literally go to college, and that is, they suddenly arrive, you know, you take the boundaries off them and they suddenly grow up and they actually become totally and kind of independent. Other kids, if they had difficulties going up, or if they were, you know, drinking or, you know, regular drinking, they're going to have a problem in college because they're not going to put the reins on them. If they didn't know how to learn self-discipline, they're not going to do it in college. So able to adapt to the completely different environment in college is going to be a big thing. And then the last thing is, you know, education is real education. It's not the learn and forget system that is the actual Leaving Cert. You're in college where you're expected to engage with the topic. It's called critical thinking. So you can see a topic from a dozen different angles and then come up with a meaning as to what it actually means. And that's something that thankfully has been introduced in second level over the last few years. Mm. And if you have kids who are doing classroom-based assessments for their junior cert, that's where they're learning these critical thinking skills.
And beyond the school gates, I mean, what about parents? How can parents help the kids adapt?
What you can actually do, well, you know, once your kids actually leave, it's too late. That's it. You know, like kind of they're out on their own. They're coming home at the Washington weekend, and you know, you've become more or less irrelevant, all right, at that stage. But if you just think about an old expression a colleague used to have on the wall of her when she in her clinic, she said, "Unless we know to what port we wish to sail, then no wind is favourable." So when you're actually got your kids and parents who are now preparing, their kids doing junior certs, leaving certs, what you need to do is, where do you want your child to be? So you can't dictate what your child will do in life, because in later teenage years, they will do what Kieran Cuddihy did, and that is, he went off and did what he wanted to do himself, regardless of how he was reared. So what you do is, you can't dictate what your children will do, and it's incredibly damaging if you do, but you can most definitely influence the kind of person they will turn out to be. So the skills you have to give them, we've talked about them, get them using the washing machine, doing things like that from an early age. And then our idea is to facilitate the teen to learn these skills themselves, all right? You know, if they haven't learned it yet, it's never too late to learn, but you can always do. But I, you know, I sometimes give a talk. I say, you know, what is the most important topic to learn in school? And it's the one that is not kind of compulsory, but it should be compulsory. Nobody ever gets it. It's home economics. Because you can live without match, you can live without Shakespeare, but you can't live with if you can't cook for yourself.
I didn't do home ec in school.
Well, then, you know, like kind of we'll have to have a chat about that another time. But at some stage, who does all your cooking and washing?
Well, my wife doesn't now, but I used to do it. When I worked on The Breakfast Show, I did all the housework. Fine. And then we flipped, I suppose, because I'm stuck
in here.
Of course,
yeah. Of course you did. Yeah, you're in, you know. So, what you did was that you didn't go out and actually find somebody to just do it all for you. But, you know, learning how to do that, you could have learned to do it much more effectively if you had done home economics. I think it should be absolutely
essential.
Do people
not just do home ec in school to get an easy A in their leaving cert?
I don't think it's an easy A now, to be perfectly honest. But yes,
make a bit of apple crumble or something, isn't it?
Now, I'll have to get the home economics teachers in here. I'm not a home economics teacher, but it's an awful lot more to do than that, all right? You're starting a row there, all right?
It sounds like what we're talking about here is something you and I have spoken about before, and it's about making children resilient and adaptable.
Exactly. And when that all starts is from the day they're born. You know, teaching them how to understand themselves, their relationship with themselves. And if you have a kid who's got a good... Now, remember, they're 18 years of age, so they're not going to... They're still trying to marry the two concepts of this is what I've got and this is what I'm going to do with it. But just remember, you know, when the kids come home, your role as a parent is not as a parent to do this and don't do that. Your role is solely as a mentor. So when you're in this situation, oh, that's very interesting. So if they come home and they're not enjoying this, or they're not doing this, they're not, and they're having difficulty this, listen carefully. Find out the problem they're having. Listen for the dilemmas whereby each solution that they have is equally unpalatable. And then very gradually start bringing them around to learning, well, what can I do about this? So there's kind of this four stabilizing questions. What exactly am I worried about here? What exactly is my problem? Two is it possible, probable, or definite? So if it's possible, there's an infinite number of possibilities, you can't deal with it. But if there's a probable problem that you're going to fail an exam or you're not going to get an assignment in, then we have a particular problem. What can I actually do about that? And what I do about it is I start focusing solely on the startup process. Because kids, I got asked at a course I was given there last night, okay, about concentration for kids. Most kids are able to concentrate. What they are not able to do is they're not able to start. So they don't have a starting motor going on. All right. So what then happens is, all right, is you have to sit down, you have to start teaching them how to start an assignment, how to write one word, how to turn on your laptop, things like this. And then gradually they start learning how to adapt into the thing. But it's, you know, they kind of it's, you know, don't oversimplify it. It needs plenty of practice. Normalize the experience. All right. Don't keep pointing out all their mistakes. There has to be five praises for every mistake you point out. Otherwise, you'll just destroy their confidence. And just Google the word mentor. And learning to adapt from a parent to mentor is as much about we changing our perspectives as parents as it is about our kids learning the survival in real life. It involves having to put down the computer game, go out there, go to college and learn how to study.
Enda Murphy, psychotherapist and director of SeeMe.ie. Enda, a pleasure as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much, Kieran.
That's our lot for today's edition of The Hard Shoulder. Off the Ball there up next, and I'll be back tomorrow from 4. Have a good one, folks.